welcome to our second podcast. Yesterday's activity was all about becoming more aware of your own spiritual needs and well-being. But today we'll explore some of the more practical ways that can be useful for coping with the emotional demands of the care workplace. For many people, looking after their own spiritual needs includes activities that help them to reflect on their day-to-day experiences. This might be going for a walk, making time to talk to someone you trust, or simply taking some time out. For some people, attending services and taking part in rituals relevant to their religious faith provides a place for reflection and renewal. And others like to participate in physical or creative activities outside of work, like swimming or art. All of these actions, used regularly, help you to build resilience. Now, this means developing the personal skills and the habits that help you to cope better on a day-to-day basis. Attending to your spiritual needs and your well-being is important, but as we heard in the previous podcast, looking after yourself can be neglected when time and space are limited. Many of the activities I've mentioned also help us to reflect and think about what's been happening. Let's look at reflection in a bit more detail. Sometimes having an outlet, a physical activity, or someone to go to is enough to help us unwind. But the sort of stresses and demands that care staff are exposed to suggest that they need something more. Using reflective practice helps us to understand and learn from our experiences. By reflecting on an experience and our participation, our feelings as well as our thoughts come into play. And many find that using reflection is a way of maintaining perspective and seeing things from a broader point of view. So practical actions or strategies for looking after ourselves, combined with reflective practice, go a long way to building our resilience in stressful situations. Have a listen to staff in different roles, talking about the sorts of things they do to help them cope with the demands of their workplace. Their comments come from feedback and dialogue with real care workers. For this podcast, we've used actors to speak their voices, and we've also given them different names. Welcome, Anna, Bella and Sue. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit about your roles.
I'm Anna and I'm a staff nurse in a community hospital where we deal with a lot of palliative and end-of-life care.
I'm Bella and I work as a domestic at the community hospital.
I'm Sue and I'm a manager in a care home.
What does spiritual care mean to you and why is it important that you look after your own spiritual well-being?
Spiritual care involves looking after a person's emotional and sometimes religious needs. Looking after your own spiritual needs is important for your emotional well-being, especially in stressful or traumatic situations. I think that when we see people that are seriously ill, and maybe families that are struggling with those things, it puts extra stresses on you. You need to look after yourself so that you can be there for them.
Looking after your spiritual well-being gives you empathy. It means that you can empathise with patients and other staff.
Well, first and foremost, it's important to recognise that staff have spiritual needs too. Looking after the spiritual well-being of the whole workforce means that staff feel respected, appreciated and trusted. It helps create a supportive atmosphere.
Are there things that you do to look after your spiritual well-being?
I tend to reflect on situations or incidents, talking them over with colleagues or family, depending on the situation. It helps to support me and make me feel that I'm not alone in dealing with something. We work as a team, which is very supportive. We can support each other.
I like to get outside, go for a walk in nature. And if I'm in a stressful situation and I can't take a break, I use slow breathing. It makes me feel calm.
Yeah, there's lots of things that the staff can do, from building good relationships with residents and colleagues to just taking a break to socialising together. Some staff like to be active, swimming and walking outside of work. Yeah, these are all good ways for staff to let off steam.
I love these. These are such practical ways for looking after yourself. It's really helpful. I mean, what might happen if someone working in a care environment didn't look after this well-being?
I think that if someone's spiritual needs are neglected, they may have increased anxiety, stress and worry, and this can also affect their physical health. Not looking after yourself makes it harder to deal with stressful situations. You can feel burnt out.
Oh, I think if I didn't look after myself, it would make me feel sad, angry, confused.
Yeah, I've noticed that if one person's feeling low or stressed, then it affects everyone. Spiritual well-being is good for everyone.
Thanks so much, ladies. You've definitely given us a whole lot to think about there. From what Anna, Bella and Sue have said, spiritual well-being is really important, and there's some really practical things that you can do to look after yourself. And that could be going for a walk, could be taking a break, talking to a trusted person, playing sport. And if you're too busy, try Bella's slow breathing. They also highlighted the importance of finding ways to switch off, the importance of support networks, and finding ways to reflect on situations and to learn from them. That means that you're more likely to cope better in the future. Looking after your spiritual well-being will build your resilience and it'll help you cope better in stressful situations. It is good for you and it's good for patients and residents. Now, it's your turn. Our task for today is all about trying out a practical way to help build your resilience. We'd like you to try out an activity to help your spiritual well-being. So try something new, such as going for a short walk or finding a quiet place for a time out on your own, or share your experiences and feelings with a trusted person. Or maybe visit a place where you practice your religious faith, or perhaps you'd like to participate in an activity like swimming, running, singing, or dancing. As you do your activity, think about how it helps you to reflect on your experiences. Remember to note down your reflections. I mean, having activities or coping actions will help you through your day-to-day resilience for coping with the emotional demands that you experience. Good luck, and I'll see you on the next podcast.